Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. There is no other. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is my website. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Connie Sertucci is here. She's Senior Vice President with Sage North America. And Connie, remind us about Sage. I've been telling the audience about what you guys do, but I probably didn't do as good a job as you will, so tell us about it.
No, you did a fine job. Well, Sage, we're a global provider of business management solutions, and we focus on small to medium-sized businesses, and we provide accounting, payroll, ERP solutions, as well as other services like credit card processing and merchant accounts and that type of thing. I mean, our ultimate goal is to provide solutions to small and medium-sized businesses, giving them greater freedom to succeed with what they want to do.
So
we like small businesses.
NA.Sage.com?
NA.Sage.com.
Right, NA for North America. Because Sage is a global company. Connie, we're talking about you're giving us an excellent report on your annual business index survey of global small businesses, and we've been comparing, you've been doing a good job of comparing North American small businesses to the rest of the world and their responses. The previous segment, we talked about the confidence level is at a three-year high, but tell us about the priorities. What are the priorities of small businesses these days?
Well, this is good news, too, as well, Jim, because what we saw, the priority for small businesses here in the U.S. has now turned to winning new customers, which really supports their confidence level. I mean, they've made it through, and you said it earlier, they've made it through the tough times over the last few years. They are hunkering down. They are focused on growing their business right now, and the number one core priority was winning new customers.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, we polled our audience recently and asked them what was the most important thing to them right now. We didn't say priority, but that's what we meant. Or what was the thing that they were the most, that they needed more than anything? You know, we said, do you need lower taxes? Are you concerned about Obamacare, et cetera, et cetera? And the number one thing, just over half of our audience, of our respondents, said, we need more sales.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is
exactly
essentially what you're talking about.
Right. And we actually saw this. It's pretty consistent across the globe. But the number two and the number three priority, number two is always up there at the top. It's around managing their cash flow, and number three was around retaining employees. But I did think it was a good sign, and I don't have the prior year's numbers in front of me. But I know that winning new customers has really escalated more at the top of the list now.
Right.
And I think that really does show that they're getting back to business, quite frankly, and not as worried about the forces around them, but just focused on growing.
Well, you know, Connie, if you know, when things are great, if you ask most small business owners what do they need, they'll almost always say more customers. I mean, that's kind of a default response for most small businesses. But today it certainly is the truth. And you know, with an economy with a Main Street economy that is still, you know, hanging around 2%, that's just not enough. There's just not enough customers for small businesses to. I know the confidence level is growing, and we like the trend, but I don't like the number. I don't like the rate of the confidence growth, because we need more sales and we need more growth. And there was a time, Connie, when a small business's ability to get growth meant they had to invest and expand, and the customers were out there. We just had to go get our piece of the pie, right? A bigger piece of the pie. It's not quite like that now, is it?
No, you're right. And you know, the other, along those lines, one of the, we asked what their biggest challenge was right now. And not surprisingly, it came back as number one on the list, which has been true over the last few years, is around too much bureaucracy.
Oh,
and that is really getting in their way. I believe the number was around 27% indicated, and that was the number one driver, that too much bureaucracy was getting in their way. And Jim, roughly around 58% of them said that cutting this bureaucracy would be one of the most important things that we could do, the government could do, to help them succeed.
You know, this is what blows me away, Connie. The drug of Washington is tax dollars, right? Tax revenue.
Right.
And so if we establish that, and they'll all admit that they like to spend money up there, if they would just get it through their head that if they would just get out of the way of the Main Street sector of the economy, small businesses, if they just get out of the way, we're not going to cause any trouble. We're not going to get into enough trouble that you got to overregulate us. If you cut some of the regulations, if you did get some of the bureaucratic mess out of our way, if they would do that, Main Street would take off like a rocket and create all the revenue they can spend.
Yeah, it puts more
all the tax revenue they can spend.
And that from a data perspective is what they're telling us. It's just they're spending too much time on administrative tasks. And you know better than anyone that as a small business owner, there's only so many hours in the day. You're already
making
18.
Well, we're not good at all that stuff either.
Yeah.
Connie, and when we're not good at it, it just demotivates us. It prevents us from using that creative energy in a way that creates new products and new inventions, new innovations, and helps us serve customers better. And Connie, I believe something else, and I think you'll agree with me. What's good for small business is good for the world. What do you think?
I absolutely do agree.
Yeah. Okay, so na.sage.com. And but give us one of the places where they can find this survey.
Na.safe.com, and go to the newsroom, and then you'll see a surveys option, and you can find it there.
Okay, so check it out, folks, and see what the rest of the world's talking about, too. When we come back, Connie and I are going to talk about what small business owners think about risk.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.